TV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Clean Origin.
I'm Monica Ricks. All clear at USC in Los Angeles.
Overnight in Los Angeles, police moved in on the campus of the University of Southern California, surrounding a protest encampment just after 4 a.m. Pro-Palestinian demonstrators left when they were threatened with arrest, and at daybreak, tents were coming down.
When they actually sweeped the tents, they did not find anyone remaining, and everyone had left.
CBS's Bradley Blackburn reporting police arrested about 25 people at the University of Virginia, and at least 10 people were cuffed at the University of South Florida. University of Florida president and former Senator Ben Sasse talked about the situation at his school on CNN.
We have 17 colleges and schools. We're through about two-thirds of our commencements. They're not being disrupted. What you have is a lot of tears of moms of first-gen kids throwing their arms around their kids as they get to graduate.
Protesters did interrupt graduation at the University of Michigan. In the Middle East, truce talks aren't going very well between Israel and Hamas. CBS's Linda Gradstein.
Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh said Hamas is eager to reach a comprehensive deal that will include Israel's withdrawal from Gaza and the release of Israeli hostages in exchange for Palestinian prisoners. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said Israel will not commit to a complete end to the war and that Israel will invade the southern Gaza city of Rafah.
Major flooding could get worse today in and around Houston, Texas, where rescue crews have already pulled hundreds of people from flooded homes. KHOU-TV's Anayeli Ruiz is there.
Officers are not even allowing people to walk through here. There's a current that's moving and they're trying to prevent anyone from having any kind of injuries through here.
Local leaders are urging people to leave their homes if they haven't already. That flooding is expected to get worse. Escorts have now been set up for kids going to school in San Francisco's Tenderloin District due to a spike in drug crimes. Kate Robinson is with Safe Passage.
We have a lot of things in this neighborhood that are not safe. We have a lot of drug dealing. We have a lot of drug use on the street that impact the lives of the people who live here. And so this is really an intervention.
Thousands of kids live with their families there in that area. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem defending her decision to kill a dog.
This was a dangerous animal that was killing livestock and attacking people. And I had little children at the time. Our operation had many kids running around and people in interaction with the public. And I made a difficult choice.
Noem today on Face the Nation. She's been getting a lot of backlash for that decision, which she wrote about in her new book, No Going Back. This is CBS News.
Don't pay retail for diamonds. Come to cleanorigin.com, the lab-grown diamond experts. Mention code RADIO10 for 10% off. CleanORIGIN.com. Online or one of our retail stores.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. An AARP study finds one in five Americans 50 and older has nothing saved for retirement. Wisconsin workers are being urged to save now to avoid financial stress later. Mike Mohn reports.
Just affording basic expenses right now is a concern for many, but AARP's Jim Flaherty says you don't want to be caught off guard when retirement nears. He acknowledges it can be hard for younger adults to plan that far ahead when they're juggling expenses like student loan debt, or for older individuals managing costly medications and higher grocery bills.
A lot of times because they're just trying to get by, and they do have to live paycheck to paycheck. But this is one way to say, hey, if you can live with a little bit less from your paycheck every week, that will sure grow.
Researchers note that 57 million Americans don't have access to a retirement plan through their work. Wisconsin has not yet joined the list of states that have created state-operated retirement accounts where employers and their workers can contribute money each pay period. Supporters hope the issue is revisited next legislative session. Flaherty says a combination of individuals being proactive and policymakers easing household budget pressure can hopefully put more people on a path toward a healthy retirement. He says making progress can deter them from looking elsewhere to spend their golden years.
Let's have an infrastructure that makes drugs affordable, that makes healthcare affordable, that makes retirement savings something that's part of their plan, and that'll keep Wisconsinites here.
And groups like AARP have encouraged Congress to address long-term stability concerns for Social Security so that younger workers can anticipate full benefits. Some Republican lawmakers have floated cuts, but senior advocates contend that any solutions to make the program stronger should not be tied to deficit talks. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny skies a part of your Sunday, upper 50s in the afternoon with a light northeast wind. Overnight, partly cloudy in mid-40s. On Monday, a little warmer, sunny skies, lower 60s. A few showers possible Monday night, lows near 50 degrees. It's 53 at our studios.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk to retired Major General Randy Manner about Project 2025 and what that could mean to American democracy. Hour number two, cars versus deer. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for Matinair on air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey there, folks. Welcome to the Krebscast. This is the podcast where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest. We are brought to you by Jolly Good Soda. And here's today's episode. Hey, folks. How we doing? Welcome to the Krebscast. Today, we are talking to Mike and Pat from the Crash Dummies podcast. It's a great podcast if you haven't listened. It's very, it has some similarities to the Bellied Up podcast where they take a lot of callers and, yeah, it's a lot of fun. So make sure you check that out. Before we, talk to Mike and Pat, we got, Colleen over here in the Krebscast studio.
Hey.
What's up, Colleen? How we living?
We're living good. It's a lovely fall day and it's Thanksgiving weekend, so or Thanksgiving week or whatever.
Yeah. So what are you staying in town? Are you getting out of town? What's going on?
I'm going out of town or I'm going home to see my family.
Yeah.
In Minnesota. I'm very excited.
Are you?
Yeah. My sister-in-law is like going to have a baby any day now. So I get to go see and be around for that.
Oh, that's great.
And
do we know when the baby's due?
Due December 8th, but full term is 37 weeks, which I don't think people know. Like when you think of pregnancy, I don't know if you have any concept of like.
Oh, yeah. No, my mom only had 10 kids after me. I have no.
Yeah, but you don't have any concept of like timelines. When do you what's full term?
All right. I don't know.
No, like when people
full
think,
term 9 months, right?
Right. So that's what people
nine
think.
Times four, 36.
Look at you with your
I know my multiplication tables.
Why did I think, okay, for some reason, 42 weeks was in my head.
42?
I think that is like the last possible time that you can have a kid in you.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, her due date is December 8th, but she's already like, I'm going to refrain from details about her body, but she's already showing signs of that she's like going to be going.
Yeah.
So we think it's going to come early. We don't know if it's boy or girl. And so I'm super excited and I'm just like crafting away at things for the baby when they come. And so, yeah, I'm excited to go home and like help and be around for that stuff because I haven't been. So,
yeah, because you've been stuck here.
Yeah.
Working.
Yeah.
For some
working
hack
nine
comedian.
To five. Anytime 9 to 5 comes on, that have you seen that movie? 9 to 5?
No.
With like Dolly Parton and all them. Great movie if you haven't seen it. Dolly Parton, Jane Fonda. Who's the other girl? I can't remember. Oh, something. I don't know. But they hate their boss and they think of ways to kill him. And so anytime that song comes on, I'm just kind of like, I resonate.
Mm-hmm.
And if you hear that Charlie Barron's is murdered, you can come back to this podcast episode. But no. So, yeah, I'm excited to go back for Thanksgiving and do Blackout Wednesday and all that stuff with my friends.
Oh, God. Blackout Wednesday. I know I'm old because I have no desire to ever do that ever again.
Yeah.
I hate going to a crowded bar.
No, now I'm at an age now where we'll just do a wine night and get sloshed. Like, that's okay. The way that I want to do it.
That's a game plan. I don't even, you know what? I do not, my body, I don't think can physically get drunk anymore. Like, I stop before. Have you seen me drunk recently?
The last time I saw it was in Minneapolis when we were there last summer.
Yeah, that was probably. And I was not feeling good the next morning. I don't know. I just don't know if my body can handle it. Like, I'll drink. I'll have a few drinks. But if my body's, which I'm actually very thankful for, it just stops drinking. Just starts drinking water. And
yeah.
I get made fun of for it. all the
time.
You
know what you have to do? You put a lime in it and a straw and nobody knows.
Oh, I get a bitters and soda.
That's perfect.
I just had to do bitters and soda. Yeah. Yeah. Because it looks like it's a
whiskey or something.
Yeah. Other. It looks like it's kind of a, and not a fruity drink because it's brown. Brown. Right. Bitters is brown. But, and there is a little alcohol in bitters. But or it's a very low alcoholic beverage.
You know what would be baller is if you just got like straight up an iced tea. And then you told people we're doing Long Island Iced Tea, and like, oh my God, he's an alcoholic.
I know.
Like, that's kind of a vibe.
No, but then I don't, I'm trying to go to bed, you know?
Iced tea's not that much caffeine.
I mean, I don't need it. I'm just trying to maintain and get
out. Yeah. You could just do seltzer water. And
I just know I'm getting old because I'm just trying to find the quickest way to bed a lot of times at the bar.
That's so fair. I've contemplated getting a dog just so that's my reason for getting home. So I'm like, I can't stay out. I got to go get the dog.
Just have an imaginary dog.
Yeah. And there's like, we can't wait to meet your dog. And I'm like, oh, they're in training right now. Sorry. They're at boot camp.
That's really funny.
But
where's the dog? My sister's watching him.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's my sister too. You mean Maggie? No, the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Addie? No, the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just keep going through sisters.
I love it.
No, but I want to be a party pooper for you and your friends. It'll be nice to go see your friends away from home.
Yeah, it'll be. I'm like tired right now, so I'm not like excited to drink, but I'm sure as soon as I like get home tonight, I'll be like, glass of wine.
Oh my God, you're leaving for home tonight?
I'm leaving.
You're driving?
I'm leaving tomorrow morning. Anyway, today's episode.
Yeah, today's episode. So what I love about it is Crash Dummies podcast. It's a Milwaukee podcast. These are both Mike and Pat. Great, great dudes. Mm-hmm. Had them in here. You'll tell by this podcast.
There wasn't one cohesive like theme throughout the whole thing.
We were just riffing. And it's super fun, you know, when you get, other like comics podcasters in the deal. Because there are really no rules, and we kind of got their story more toward the end. If you're interested in how Crash Dummies podcast started, it's cool that they're in Milwaukee though. And we're gonna do. I was talking to Mike just before this intro, and we're gonna do some collab videos. So you guys can look out for those. It's gonna be a lot of fun. That being said, we will now get to my conversation with Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast. Well, thank you guys for coming out.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Actually wasn't that far of a drive, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where'd you come over from?
I don't know why we thought you lived in like...
Oh.
Like...
Way up north?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
We were definitely stereotyping you, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah. Like you stay inside of a Quick Trip for sure.
I would just in the beer. Yeah. You have to walk through the beer freezer. Yeah. You have to pull like the Miller Lights three times.
You have to say Charlie three times to get in.
Charlie.
Door just opens. Yeah, yeah. You walk through.
That's what we thought. Yeah.
This is close.
Yeah, this is close. I like this.
It's nice. Where are you guys at?
Milwaukee.
Yeah. Oh, you don't want to give the specific address?
None.
Come on, dude. Dox yourself.
I don't even think it's technically in Milwaukee, is it?
No,
the news definitely gave us our whole...
Yeah, the news is like, their studio's right in Walker's Point.
I saw that.
Yeah, yeah, we did the CBS 58 thing. They said that they did one with you as well.
Oh, you guys did that one after?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had they come out?
It just came out yesterday or Wednesday.
It came out yesterday?
Yeah.
I'm a good journalist. Dude.
Yeah.
I was actually looking for other interviews you guys did, and then I was just listening to a bunch of your pods instead.
Yeah. This is like our second time away from our podcast.
That's wild.
The only other time was with Tommy G.
Yeah.
But that was still in our studio. So this is our first time together away from our studio.
How does it feel?
It feels like I can say anything I want.
Oh really?
Yeah.
See, I don't know why that concerns me quite a bit.
Isn't that crazy though? Like my humor just feels so much darker here. Like I feel evil over here. It's so dumb because it's still going to get posted and I can get canceled that way.
Yeah.
But I feel like I can't get canceled here. And I don't know why I feel like
here's the deal.
That.
You can't get canceled here because I'm going to cut out any cancelable because I'm not going to, I don't want to jump on that train myself.
True.
I don't want to be the
the conductor of that, right? That's the guy driving the train, right?
Yeah.
Dude, do they exist anymore?
I was just going to ask that. I was like, what an awesome job, man. Could you imagine being at the front of a train? Yeah. Like, you know?
I just like how, like, trains know they're going to crash into something, like, almost a minute ahead of time. So you got time to go back, like, yo, I up, y'all. We're about to crash in like 30 seconds. I already hit the brake, bro. I don't know what else to do. Like,
but I feel like trains are kind of like automatic because they kind of go on the trails already, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, what is like the what does a conductor do? Is just make sure nothing. It's like almost like you being still in got an autopilot car.
You still got to switch though, right? There's at some point.
Yeah,
like,
they be walking from one end to the other though.
But I'm saying like at some point you come upon like a switch. Where the track takes you one way or the other,
and how do they control that?
Who? Oh, they got to call back. Well, they got to call and let them know.
Yeah, true.
Hey, I'm about a minute away.
I think they do have some stuff like that though that they got to control, or there's like an what is it? A ground traffic controller, mm-hmm. like. I just made that up, but there's air traffic control.
You guys both were like, yeah, that sounds right.
That's right.
Sounds right.
I think, go ahead. No, I think they're just there to see if there's a guy tied up in a rope laying down on the train tracks.
There he is.
We got one. Somebody tried to get him. That's like the dumbest way to kill somebody. It's like so long. Like, you know what? We're going to tie you up and wait till a train runs over you. And we're just staying here all night. Toot, toot. You hear that, buddy?
I think it's just like to like that slow death part of it though. It's just like when people tie the little cinder blocks to your feet before they throw you in the water.
That's just plain evil though.
The cinder blocks?
Yeah, to like sink someone.
No,
like,
you have to sink to the bottom because you might be able to swim.
You would rather be tied to train tracks for death rather than sunk.
I'm telling you, nobody's ever going to torture me. They're going to kill me right away because I'm not going to stop talking.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
You're one of those guys in the mob movies where it's like, will you shut up? I'm never going to pow.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's how I want to go out. You're not going to torture me and then kill me.
That's why I always hated in those movies when like the criminals, like especially when Batman get them, when they give them the information and they still kill you. It's like, bro, why am I giving you this information if I know there's nothing else. There's no living after this.
I don't like Batman, though.
No, Batman's the worst superhero.
Yeah.
Why? Because Batman, I will say, historically, has been my favorite superhero.
Really?
Yeah. But as I've gotten older, I've kind of seen him in a different light.
Yeah.
You know? He's kind of a, especially in the Dark Knight, he's kind of a prick, man. He's kind of like into surveillance and... He's kind of like
conservative
TikTok,
punk,
you know?
Yeah. That's what he is.
Conservative?
You see all the other superheroes. It's like, oh, the building's falling. The guy took over all the power of the city and he's controlling everything. You know, Spider-Man, Superman, they're going to stop all that. Batman's like, yo, what the f- are you selling weed, boy?
He's going after the low.
We're just selling drugs here, Batman. Like, what's up? No, that. it's like pedophiles everywhere. It's like people committing crimes.
Where's the weed?
Where's the weed? You guys selling coke? Like,
Wait, what?
It's like more of those one things that's like, I feel like, almost like an industry plan in a sense where he got the money to become a superhero where he didn't really get the natural way of getting a superpower. Like, you know, Superman had everything else, but Batman's just like, hey, I can buy my superpowers because I have
He's kind of like, he's a rich kid, but he went through some stuff. He saw his parents get murdered in
front of
him.
I didn't do anything about it. Soft as You beating everybody up. What about the guys that killed your parents and you tell you curled up like a punk?
He went and cried to... What's his name? Alfred.
Alfred.
That guy.
Yeah.
And then, but in the thing, then he goes away and he like learns like karate or something.
Some type of powerful karate.
I think I could take Batman in a fight, right?
No, you can't. I don't think so.
Hand-to-hand combat?
No, you're black too. He beat the shit out of you. Batman would turn his body cam off and just beat the crap out of you. Just beat the dog.
You don't think so?
Nah,
karate? I don't think karate really works in real life.
How does boxing translate? Because I have I boxed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying I'm a boxer. Yeah. I'm saying I have participated in the event of boxing poorly multiple times. Dante, actually, we boxed together a little bit. He'll tell you I'm bad. But how long have you been boxing?
Only like a year now.
What?
Yeah.
Dude, shut up.
Yeah.
A year?
Yeah, only a year.
I've been boxing way longer than that.
I like how you don't say the year.
Way longer than a year. How'd you get that good that fast?
Just
dedication?
Having time to do it, I think. I just had a really decent like athletic background because I was when I graduated Lakeland, I actually got a chance with like the 49ers and the Giants. So just being a decent athlete, and then
wait, what do you mean you got a chance?
I was like in camps and stuff like that.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
What position?
Wide receiver.
Nice.
Yeah, never the Packers though.
Why not?
I don't know.
They didn't have any interest.
You don't give out Packer vibes either. You don't give that like Donald Driver, you know, Greg Jennings smile, like grateful to be here. You kind of give that like Giants. Like,
yeah, I think I would be the one that doesn't Lambo leap.
New York. Yeah. Never Lambo leap. Just point at the guys like, all right, you thought I was jumping, huh?
I'm not risking my Achilles on that jump.
That's a high jump. When I walked around the stadium, that's like a decent jump. You have to really trust the fans to like give you that little
not fans up. Owners
yeah owners
yeah they're
yeah.
all owners
oh yeah true
I'm an
that's
owner.
Just the way that's just the
I'm
way
an owner
that, you are
huh? yeah
are so you part you, owner
yeah so you guys talk, start talking I want to hear it
you want to hear it
yeah
okay you got the seats are not I get it's supposed to be historic it's kind of like the what's the Cubs Wrigley it's kind of like the Wrigley
field
thing going on but like it has to be some like type of new something that happens within the next 10 years.
Yeah.
I feel like to like, if you're thinking about it, so if you don't get,
I'll bring this back to the board. Bring it back to the board.
If you don't get a generational quarterback, right?
Right.
You got
right.
two in a row.
Yeah.
You got two in a row, crazy. Two top 10 quarterbacks in a row ever. It's crazy.
We've done good.
Right. If you don't get that again, which Jordan Love might not be, if you don't get that again, how do you get guys to say, hey, I'm willing to come to Green Bay? Not the guys that are just be like, I have to go to Green Bay because they're offering me the best contract. But the guys that just be like, hey, I want to go to Green Bay because obviously it's definitely a winning tradition, but like, what else are you giving them? Because you go to like Milwaukee. One time we were out in, I feel bad for like the Bucks players and the Packers players because the accessibility of like privacy when you go out in club is terrible. Like I can get in the set wherever Giannis wants to go, I can sit right next to him. And that should not be a thing. Yeah.
Really? So yeah. So okay. All right. So I lived in like LA for a little bit and Dallas for a little bit and Washington, DC. And in each one of those cities, like the club game, I had one buddy who was a promoter in LA, so I would get into some clubs and I would basically get in there and not be able to afford any drinks. So anytime I've been in these areas, I haven't had the money to like access a club. Now I'm at a point in my life where I'm like, I don't belong in a club.
You know? Yeah, that's how, yeah.
Not at all.
By the time you get the money, you're like, I don't belong here. And you're wondering, like, I paid $300 for a bottle of Grey Goose.
I know. Yeah. I paid $300 for a bottle of Grey Goose and to lose part of my hearing forever. You know? Like, I hate, like, waking up, like, drunk and just ringing in my ears. Like, I'm never going to get that hearing back. Those little follicles are just dead, you know?
Waking up with burn marks from the sparklers.
Sometimes those bottle service, the dances go on a little too long.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of awkward.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I think anything more than 15 seconds, it's just like,
birthday, all right. Happy
birthday, Mike. And then everybody has their phone out. It's just it's like, all right.
Hey, it's the birthday boiler.
Wrap this up.
Let's wrap this up, man. I'm only getting one bottle. I don't want them to notice.
And you also know that they're putting the sparklers in the bottle so they can pop the bottle, pull out another bottle, pour half of it in there, and then cut it.
Yeah.
I think that's my conspiracy.
Yeah.
I never knew if you didn't finish the bottle there. This is my first time at like getting bottle service. I never knew if you didn't finish the bottle, you can't take like the bottle with you.
Oh no.
No. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Because they're using that for the next, they're just gonna fill it up with water, put a sparkler on, give it to the
next
fella.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Because
they
know you're already drunk. Nobody's going to the club like super sober.
Well, and also, I mean, you know, a Grey Goose bottle is a pretty sweet like weapon if you're fighting Batman.
Yeah.
You know? Like just you know? Oh, this is funny.
That's the type of fights he likes, though. You know, he likes to, all I have is a pistol, so I get to throw a blade at your wrist. Batman's not a good superhero. Spider-Man's probably the best one.
Would you guys, okay.
There's too many.
Let's say you're Spider-Man, and your Spidey senses start tingling in Iowa.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How
Yeah, you know, because you're like running through a cornfield and you're like, you have nothing to grab onto. Like, it just goes until you get to like Des Moines. And then you're like,
that is very true. Yeah. You know? That is, hey, I've never heard that before. Spider-Man cannot survive in the Midwest.
No, man.
You literally just have to stay in Chicago. Like, yeah, man, I can't help anybody outside of here.
Yeah, I know. He's got to hope like a plane's flying by at the right time or
I'm
something.
I'm all for like, diversity and stuff like that too, but there's too many Spider-Man.
Yeah,
there's a Mexican Spider-Man.
There's a Mexican Spider-Man.
Yeah, Miles Morales.
Is Miles Mexican? I thought he was black.
He's black and Mexican.
He's black and Mexican. Yeah, they just mix. Hey, man, we're gonna give you a minority, all right?
They got a
Mexi-Black.
Tommy, what's his name? Maguire.
Who is? Oh,
Tobey Maguire.
Tobey. Is that that's the original?
That's the original. Who else is the Garfield? They got a British. The British one.
Andrew Garfield.
Andrew Garfield.
Two British ones.
They're both
and
British.
I really thought that they were like the same guy. Like, in my mind, if you were to say name a Spider-Man, I probably would have said Tom Garfield or something. I literally can't tell that if you show me a picture of those two dudes, I can't tell you the difference.
You ever acted? Huh? You ever been in any movies?
Yeah. I've been in a couple movies. You ever seen the movie Cedar Rapids? I was the out of focus pool boy.
Cedar Rapids.
It's a movie. I was a PA on it.
I thought you were joking. I'm not gonna lie.
No, I know.
You gotta send me a timestamp. I definitely gotta find that.
Yeah. Because I was getting coffee and like taking care of the microphones or the walkie talkies on that. Also, Public Enemies. You guys remember when they shot that in Wisconsin? It was back in the day. It was 2008.
I'm the worst person like movie.
Yeah,
like, I get it. I would only know this because I'm in it. But, but I'm like a extra in it. And on that set, it was all about the mobsters, like John Dillinger and those guys. Mm. So there's this one scene where they have all the extras smoking these unfiltered cigarettes, you know. And I was in that scene too. And they were like, okay, do the exact same thing on every scene, and I did a French inhale, so I was like thinking I had the French inhale, this unfiltered cigarette, you know, and I was so sick, you know, like.
So that's what they do. Like the cigarettes in those movies don't be like real.
No, they're I feel like some of them were real, but no, they were either real or they were an herbal cigarette.
Mm.
But either way, it's disgusting.
An herbal cigarette sounds crazy, though.
Yeah, it's like you're smoking oregano, like back in high school when someone would actually sell a bag of oregano.
You want some? Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
All right, we got to get... Where are both of you guys from?
Yeah, we need to talk
I try getting somewhere, and then we start talking about Batman.
Oh, yeah.
So let's... we'll get back
Patrick
to Sheboygan.
I'm Patrick Johnson. I stole your phone.
You did?
Yeah. Wow. I was trying to prank you, but you never like came for it. I'm Patrick Johnson. I'm from Pontiac, Michigan, originally.
Pontiac, Michigan.
We both came here. I came here a year earlier than him in 2011 to Sheboygan, to Lakeland.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
Michael Essiobu. I was born in Nigeria, actually. Moved to Chicago when I was like 5, and then went to high school in Nigeria, and then Sheboygan.
Missing a big part in there.
What?
London.
Oh yeah, a little bit for a little bit.
Shout out to London, man.
Yeah, I got sent to boarding school in Nigeria by force.
They're whipping them with bamboo sticks.
Really?
Yeah. Real like modern day school. Slavery.
Do you have to go pick?
He has like two big ass marks down his back.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
Do you have to like go pick a switch?
Oh yeah, you have to do that sometimes.
Yeah.
But they came in like they had like the discipline committee. So it was just like they walked through like the Avengers with like these long like bamboo sticks, because bamboo sticks don't break.
Yeah.
They use that for like construction too. So it's like really durable thing.
Oh yeah.
So you get whoopings in school.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence, but yeah, my parents.
What'd you do to get sent to boarding school?
It was really my brothers.
What would they do?
It was just, my parents were divorced and they happened to travel to Nigeria at the same time because they don't talk. So we were pretty much in Chicago by ourselves at ages like 8th grade, freshman year, high school type of thing. And then my brother just didn't go to school. And then he got kicked out of high school. And then I was just showing up late. So just like, all right, we have to send them back to Nigeria. And they knew we wouldn't go willingly.
Yeah.
So my grandfather passed away. So that was like the excuse to bring us there. So we went there. We were there for like 2 weeks.
They're like, one-way ticket.
You're not coming back. So yeah. So we end up in Nigerian boarding school.
And you were what, a freshman at this point?
Yeah, like a sophomore.
I mean, that's pretty wild.
Yeah,
man.
It's crazy.
So you just don't hit your friends back. Like, you don't.
I mean, it was, you know, like you go through this, like the moments of thinking that you can still get back. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. They took everything. So I was trying to like,
they
get
knew my, you at game.
Yeah. So I had like connection. My friend lives in the same building. I knew I had like some money under a bed type of stuff. So I was trying to like have people send me money so I can find a new passport. It just was too much work.
Wait. Yeah. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money.
Yeah, trying to escape.
sounds familiar, doesn't it?
So that guy in my inbox is right.
The Nigerian prince?
Yeah. Sounds very familiar, doesn't it?
Nah, people, they fall for that. They deserve it. I'm not going to lie.
I know. If you get scammed by a guy wearing like a polo collar shirt with hoop shorts, that's on you. Yes, I am your cousin. your uncle. Your uncle Rob.
They be scamming like the old women and stuff like that.
Yeah, they get the old women have like really, really good hearts. Yeah. So we're just like, oh, we're related. Like my grandma, oh my God. You should see her email. Like every once in a while, I have the password to her email because she's like so bad at falling for scams.
Oh my God.
Like
grandma,
you know how
too.
Many like different cousins like I've had that like she's ready to send money to and stuff like that. And there's like this one time, like maybe she's been almost scammed 50 times. And my actual cousin needed money on his books, and I like forced her not to do it. And he got out of jail, and he was just like, "Bro, why didn't you let Granny send me $50?" I was like, "Hey, sounded like a scam to me, man." If you commit the crime, do the time.
That's fun.
Nah, he should definitely go back to jail. But go ahead. What were you gonna say?
Well, that was pretty much the Nigerian boarding school. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. So, and then you guys, what Pontiac, Michigan? What was that like? You like Pontiac, Michigan? You go back, you Lions fan?
Yeah, I'm a Lions fan. Do I like Pontiac, Michigan? I like that I'm from there.
Yeah.
It taught me a lot.
Yeah, right.
I would never move. It's not a place you move back to. Right. It's like once you're out, you're out. Pontiac's more like, it's like on the outskirts of Detroit. It's kind of like a mini Detroit.
Got
you. There's no diss to like anybody in Pontiac, but that's what like people portray us as. And, you know, it's some rough size. It's some okay size, but it's just like not a place you can grow in for sure.
It's kind of a place that, like Detroit, was sort of left from the auto worker days, sort of like vacated.
Right. We got a bunch of plants there.
Yeah.
There's some that are back up and running. I know my dad works in one, so it's just like they have stuff there.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's like a ghost town. It's ran by like the state now because. There's no, like, the state police is there. There's no...
Oh, wow.
There's no Pontiac Police Department. There's sheriffs there all over.
It's interesting to see that happen to towns and sort of, like, now you kind of have this resurgence a bit of people, like, now selecting some towns that have been sort of left because they're looking at all that space, you know, Amazon or something like that. And you kind of are thinking, like, when that shoe drops, do they have exit plans now? Because I feel like that that manufacturing, build quick, build big, build the plants, and then as soon as it's gone, just leave it. Because to what it does to a neighborhood to have this entire friggin' factory right in the middle of it, you know, it just, it's not good for anything if that thing is not there.
But the thing with Pontiac is like, is it just a bunch of thieves? Like at the beginning, like when I was growing up, Pontiac got like a lot of like
funding
from the states. Mm-hmm. So they got like, oh, we'll give you millions for this, millions to help your school. Then they had all these people just like stealing money. Like, oh, they won't notice if 50,000 were gone. Well, there's 10 of you stealing right now. So, yeah, so 10 of you.
Only like, one of you can steal.
Only one of you can steal. All 10 of you can't be thieves. So all like everybody was stealing, like athletic. Directors were stealing to a point we had to like combine schools. One school closed. Yeah, one high school in the whole city.
So are you saying like this was after the industry had left, the funding came in?
The industry was still there. It was like almost like all happened at the same time.
Okay.
Like going downhill, like our mayors are weird.
Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in the suburbs of Milwaukee.
Milwaukee?
Yeah.
What high school did you go to?
I went to Marquette High School.
Marquette. Oh, okay.
I was one of those guys. It was I grew up in a big family of 12 kids.
Damn.
So, yeah.
One parent? Two parents?
Two parents.
I said one parent. Yeah. I mean, it's 2023. Things can, people can have one parent. Test two babies.
I was one in 12, and I was one of the older ones. So, yeah, it was one of, which was interesting. You guys have a lot of siblings?
Yeah, I got seven sisters.
Seven sisters? Mm-hmm. I got eight.
Right, sheesh.
Yeah, I know. Are you one of your brothers?
I'm third oldest.
Third oldest?
Yeah.
You think you're not the only boy, though?
Got one more boy.
One more boy.
Yeah.
Okay. He's younger. So nine.
Yep.
Nice. And then.
But broken child. Household, though.
Two, how many?
I don't have a full sibling. Like, okay. I don't have a sibling where I could be like, we got the same mom and dad.
Got you. Yeah. Got you. Yeah.
I don't think any of my siblings do.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
CBS News Brief. Protesters have officially cleared campus at USC in Los Angeles. Zane Khan's a student journalist there.
Dozens came in at around 4 a.m., gave a dispersal warning, at which most of them peacefully left. Some of them were chanting, and DPS and LAPD escorted them out.
The encampment had restarted after LAPD arrested 93 people there last month. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addressed his nation in Hebrew today and vowed to keep fighting Hamas after rejecting its latest demands. The announcement follows 2 days of talks with mediators in Egypt. And President Trump's reportedly talking to potential running mates this weekend in Florida. North Dakota's Doug Burgum may be among them.
I think the short list needs to be modified. Maybe there's a list of 50. If I'm on it, who would know? But it's not why I'm out supporting the president right now.
Burgum on CNN today. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem's allegedly fallen off that list. CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
The Brewers lose to the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Cubs had a 5-0 lead, but Milwaukee came back scoring 4 in the 7th, another run in the 8th. The Cubs come out on top with a 6-5 win in front of over 40,000 at sold-out Wrigley Field. Cubs manager Craig Counsell asked, what's it been like facing his former team, the Brewers?
There are people there that I have really good relationships with. And look, you miss people for sure. I mean, I miss people over there, absolutely. You know, when you see people that you've spent a lot of time with and you miss them, like, yeah, absolutely. That's what kind of brings the emotion to it.
Pat Murphy was Council's coach in college, then his bench coach, before taking over as the Brewers manager.
Big series like this, whether some of it is blown out of proportion or not, doesn't matter. I think it's great. You know, it's great for young players like we have. I mean, what an awesome thing.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny skies, a part of your Sunday, upper 50s in the afternoon with a light northeast wind. Overnight, partly cloudy in mid-40s. On Monday, a little warmer, sunny skies, lower 60s. A few showers possible Monday night. Lows near 50 degrees. It's 53 at our studios.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome author of Searching for Patty Hearst, a true crime novel, Roger Rappaport, and Wisconsin comedian Tracy Schrader joins me in studio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, folks, you are listening to the Cripes Cast. We are talking with Mike and Pat from the Crash Dummies podcast, and this is on Civic Media.
Okay, so all right, so can you guys tell me like how you met and decided to do the podcast?
I'll do the shortest rundown.
Yeah, I believe that. After
don't say no. We met at Lakeland in Sheboygan. Played football together. Graduated. kind of just did our own things, like with jobs and stuff like that. Pretty much one day, me and Pat used to hang out a lot, crack jokes. I did a lot of stuff in social media in college, and my main job is marketing and stuff like that. So I knew that the short clips, I knew Pat was really funny. Uh-huh. So I just said, hey, let's start this podcast. We bought the equipment. That was like the main commitment. It was just like buying the stuff so you can't really back out of it, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Bought the equipment and just literally started. We're fortunate enough where like our first clip on like TikTok just went viral.
So
it was just like always up from there. We started like 2 years ago now.
Yeah.
And just kind of been going up. We've done a lot of brand deals, worked with a lot of good companies and stuff like that now. So it's kind of like a full-time
podcasting. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So how did it feel like when that first clip took off?
That was probably the only clip that's ever taken off that felt good. I could say there's two clips. Everything else is like you're so far into manifesting that you like are already on to the next thing. Yeah. The first clip was kind of like, oh, shit. And then we got that first clip, which reached like 300,000 in a day. And then we started getting the you're good, but not viral type of views. Like you're getting 9K, 10K, 11K. And you're just like, oh, shit. When's the next one? We got to get a million. And then we see like different podcasts. I see some podcasts like take shortcuts.
Mm.
What I call like shortcuts, they go for like these scripted viral moments that they can't keep up forever instead of just like being themselves and having like being organic. So we're watching some podcasts that either started before us or after us jump over us in numbers.
You're comparing.
Yeah. And we're comparing and we're like, that's fake. But we just like tried to stay true to ourselves and like not worry about what other people are doing. And then as you like progress along, because we compare, we never really got to like enjoy like the views because we're just like, what's the next thing?
It's
like a good thing and bad thing.
And you know how social media is. Just one of those things where you put out a clip, right? It does well, but now it's like on to the next one already. So it's like one of
those don't know what that's like at all, guys. No, I live in the moment every No, it is very much. You don't always have time to enjoy it because you are like on to the next one and you are editing the next thing or doing the next stand-up show or doing, you know, whatever it is. And that is the tough thing to figure out, to find your zen in this this craziness.
Yeah. Kind of like the next steps for us too is just like doing more stuff like this, collaborating with different people. That's why it's cool to like this other big, you know, podcasts and other big influencers in a sense in Wisconsin.
I mean,
in
I love that. And we got to do some videos.
Yeah.
Some
viral stuff. Yeah.
That's why I thought it'd be fun to start with the pod because we can, we can think of some stuff.
We're trying to work on a farm for a day.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I was talking with Dante about doing that.
Yeah.
We were talking about doing a first-time dairy farmer video.
Has to confirm. We have to go back through the farmer's like lineage, like their heritage, to make sure we aren't repeating history. Hey, he's like, hey, man, I'm glad to have you guys here. And, you know, we owned your grandfather, right? He's a really good guy. That back muscle's just like that. Two of you guys, your grandfather used to move this by himself.
It becomes Get Out really quick. Yeah.
So you got to make sure, like, you know, the guy's a good guy. He's not like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But doing stuff more like that in IRL stuff, like,
yeah,
that's kind of like our next kind of like.
Yeah, plan. I saw the horse.
Yeah.
See, that was tougher for us to do because it was like a huge favor by like one of our friends and. That was her horse. Mm. So we really couldn't like toy around. Mm. And the other big part is we were scared as
horses are scary.
I had a fight coming up too. So I was like,
And they know if you're scared.
Yeah.
They come right up to you. They can feel that.
Like,
yeah.
Hit you with like their face and stuff like that.
Yeah. But you know who is boss.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. And they tell the thing is like, oh, the thing about horses is weird. It's like, oh, don't stand behind them. They'll kick you. And then the horse will literally put you in a position where you're behind them.
Yeah.
But then there's another horse that if you move here, you're behind this horse. And then if you move here, you're behind this horse.
You're on the wrong end of a lot of horses.
Yeah, there, yeah.
When's your, like, your next show in Wisconsin?
I'm doing Reedsburg on Saturday.
Where's Reedsburg?
By the Dells. Mm-hmm. You guys ever go to the Dells?
Yeah. We have a friend that lives out in the Dells.
You like the Dells?
My experience with the Dells is like... I've stayed in a really expensive suite in the Dells.
The Kalahari.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebaker's in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebaker's convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at 31 and Spring and Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's freezer pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
To the warning track, and he looks up, it is gone.
Turns around, watches it. It is gone.
It's time for baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Get up! Get up! Get out of here and gone for Willie Adames.
High fly ball out to right center field. Racing back is Arozarena at the track wall.
Today, the crew takes on the Chicago Cubs in Chicago at Wrigley Field.
Back onto the track towards the wall, leaps up. Goodbye!
High drive! Deep right! Where's it going to land?
Now it's time for the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
On a sunny, breezy and very chilly afternoon in Chicago, it's the Brewers and the Cubs to wrap up this three-game series. Hello, everybody. Alongside Josh Maurer and our producer and engineer, Kent Sommerfeld, I'm Lane Grindle with you as we get the On Deck Show built by Menards started here this afternoon. Brewers and Cubs. Winner gets the series this afternoon after splitting the first two games of this series on Friday and Saturday. Brewers handing the ball to their ace, Freddy Peralta. It'll be Javier Assad, who's pitched very well for the Cubs so far this year, on the mound for Chicago. Should be a good one here this afternoon. We'll talk to Josh Maurer about it when we come back after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network.
Get ready for endless excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier entertainment destination. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun, featuring top-notch live entertainment, bago and volleyball leagues in the backyard patio. Or chill indoors at Angry Brothers Pub, serving up mouth-watering daily specials like the in-house smoked ribs and brisket on the weekends. Cool off with a craft beer, seltzer, or one of the game day drink specials. So if you're looking to refine your skills or just have some fun, grab your crew and head on down to the Lanes on 20.
We all know Milwaukee fans bleed blue and gold, and they wouldn't settle for anything less than the best for their Brewers. So why bring home unwanted guests after the game? Safeway Pest Management, family-owned since 1956, understands the championship expectations for our brew crew and deliver reliable, eco-friendly pest control for your home. Don't let pests steal your victory lap. Call Safeway Pest Management now and get a free inspection at 262-679-4422. Show those critters who's the real MVP of your home.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebaker's in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebaker's convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at 31 and Spring in Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, Brewers, and Cubs, wrapping up this three-game series here this afternoon. It's been a good series so far. Brewers had to come from behind victory on Friday, Josh, and won that one 3-1. Almost completed a comeback yesterday, came up just a little bit short when it was all over. This has been the series we anticipated when the Brewers got on the bus and headed down this way.
Yeah, a lot of fun. How about the aggregate score, 8-7? Brewers over the first two games. That's about as close as it can get, and those games have felt nip and tuck pretty much from the first pitch to the last pitch each of the first two days. I think the one thing that you look at, the reason the Cubs have a win, they've hit homers. Cubs have hit four home runs, the Brewers only one, and the Cubs starting pitching has been great, their bullpen not so much. Brewers have a chance to win this series, and that'd be a great statement early in the month of May.
And you feel good handing the ball to Freddie Peralta today. This Cubs team has not strung together a lot of hits. It's been the long ball, as you just mentioned. And when you look at the flagpoles today, it's not a huge brisk wind, but it's going to be enough to affect the baseball, and it is blowing in.
Yeah, it's blowing in. It reminds you a little bit of Friday's conditions. It's a little bit chillier than Friday, but the wind is pretty similar, and that was a day where runs were at a premium.
Should be a good one here this afternoon. Brewers and Cubs, the rubber match of this series. And then the Brewers head to Kansas City to continue the road trip after that. We will talk to the manager, Pat Murphy, on the On Deck Show built by Menards right after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball is brought to you by Sitco, Miller Lite, American Family Insurance, Usinger's Famous Sausage, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Fleet Farm, Woodman's Food Market, Pomp's Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, Cardless Ready-to-Drink Cocktails, Island Resort and Casino, Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Wisconsin Biofuels, Cedar Crest, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, and Wisconsin Laborers District Council on the Brewers Radio Network.
At Blaine's Farm and Fleet, we get you outdoors because we get you. When it's time to plant and grow your dream yard, we get you the right products at the right prices. Like $3 off select Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix or Organic Raised Bed and Garden Soil. 40-pound bags of Estate Sun to Shade Lawn Seed Mix, $109.99. And 32-ounce Bio-Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed Concentrate, $21.99 after $5 mail-in rebate. Plus, visit our outdoor garden centers, now open at select Blaine's Farm and Fleet stores.
I'm Ben Jewick with Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors. The crew is winning ball games here in Milwaukee and around the country. Our team stands ready to help your organization win across North America. Powered by Coakley Connect, our revolutionary facilities management platform, the Coakley crew supports clients across the country manage their real estate portfolio, offering facility-focused products and services, interior design, construction, new furniture, installation, and move management. We'll help you create and manage interior environments that drive your teams forward. Visit CoakleyBrothers.com and hit a home run.
Back with you on the On Deck Show built by Menards, the Pat Murphy Show brought to you by Concordia University. Whether you're looking to grow in your current role or enter a new field at Concordia, you'll learn from experts and grow your professional network. Visit cuw.edu to learn more about business, healthcare, teaching, and STEM programs starting soon. Concordia University, live uncommon. Murph, this is a ballpark that can play so differently from one day to the next, probably more drastic than any ballpark in Major League Baseball. Wind looks like it's blowing in today, but when you look at your roster, it feels like it's uniquely fit to play in a ballpark like this, regardless of the day, because there is a lot of variability within your offense. You can score a lot of different ways. You're amongst league leaders in home runs, stolen bases, on-base percentage. That's a nice thing for your team to have that kind of versatility.
It is. I mean, this is one of the most advantageous places to play a lot of games, in that I think the surroundings, the way the wall plays, what you have to deal with the weather and the wind, I think it's really critical that you have a team that's multifaceted. And, you know, I think that's the best way for us to build it. And we can beat you in a lot of different ways. But we just got to take care of our own business and do a better job at the plate today than we did yesterday. Starting pitching has to be better. We have to play a complete game, and we didn't do that yesterday.
You have been able to get after their bullpen in back-to-back days. Does that
change the message at all with guys in terms of trying to be more selective, grind out at bats early to get into the bullpen earlier?
I think it's dangerous if you start to plot those things as things you want to do. You know, all of a sudden you're 1-2, 0-2 every time up if you're trying to run the pitch count up against somebody decent. I think there's, you just have to be mindful of what it means. A guy has an 8-pitch inning or a guy has a 35-pitch inning. You might want to not let him have an 8-pitch inning when he comes back out. But those are subtle little things, and you might not be able to control it.
Right.
So hitting offense sometimes is reactionary. You have to kind of react to what they give you, you know. And if they throw you a ball, you take it. If they throw you a borderline pitch, you take it. Later in the count, you might change your mindset a little bit. But, you know, again, if you can beat teams in different ways, you're set up to be successful.
Back with more with Murph after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
Suit up for the $800,000 Sports Car Series at Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Potawatomi. For more details, visit facebig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebaker's in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebaker's convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at 31 and Spring in Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
Get ready for endless excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier entertainment destination. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun, featuring top-notch live entertainment, bago and volleyball leagues in the backyard patio. Or chill indoors at Angry Brothers Pub, serving up mouth-watering daily specials like the in-house smoked ribs and brisket on the weekends. Cool off with a craft beer, seltzer, or one of the game day drink specials. So if you're looking to refine your skills or just have some fun, grab your crew and head on down to the Lanes on 20.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
It's a podcast.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, chatting with Brewers manager Pat Murphy before this finale between the Brewers and the Cubs. It is brought to you by Concordia University. Murph, you have a lot of young players in this lineup, and with any player, especially a young player, there's going to be ups and downs. You have two guys that had been going through some struggles that look like they're starting to stack up some really good at-bats over the last handful of games, and Jackson, of course, and Oliver Dunn, who's really looking like the guy you saw early in the season.
Yeah, no doubt. Oliver had the same type of spring training. He really impressed us early, then he went through a little flat spot and then came on strong at the end, strong enough that when he made the opening day roster. And Churio is going to be like this. This is tough to be that age and be in the major leagues. It's almost, it almost doesn't make any sense. But he's special, and we can keep working with him and keep trying to get his head straight in terms of keep his head straight, because he's a really level-headed kid and a really beautiful human. And to see him go through struggles here and there, you know, he still has been able to maintain himself, who he is and the way he treats others and the way he carries on his business. And his work ethic has turned into something really special. So if those young players know what's important and keep themselves on track, they can turn out to be pretty consistent ball players.
One of the challenges for young players, too, coming up through the minors, it's about development. You get here, it's about winning that day's game. And so there can be some unevenness in terms of how much you're in there, depending on the matchup on the mound and
other factors. And so it feels like with Oliver, you guys have tried to be intentional about getting him some stacked up opportunities to try to get himself going.
Really hard to play in the major league game part-time for a young player. Really, really hard to be a bench player in the major leagues as a, you know, less than 1 or 2 years in the league. So, yeah, it's really hard. And we're trying to look for opportunities. Ortiz has got some for a while. Now he's sitting and Oliver's getting more of a chance. So it's a back and forth. It is tough on them mentally. They don't know where they stand. And that's where we got to communicate with them all the time.
Murph, good luck this afternoon.
Thanks. Look forward to it.
Pat Murphy with us here on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. We'll have more after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Truck drivers, are you looking for a career that offers more opportunities? Find out why Schneider stands above the others. In addition to offering the widest selection of home time options, Schneider's safety focus protects drivers. From advanced safety technology on all trucks to giving drivers complete control to determine when it's safe to drive, Schneider delivers. New to trucking? Schneider offers company paid CDL training and tuition.